Welcome. This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Proe, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of April 2023 and our current outlook. Following an eventful March, financial markets calmed in April as markets took comfort in the expectation that the Fed rate hikes will soon end and the worst of the banking sector turmoil has passed. The historic fixed income volatility that investors endured last month subsided with bond yields trading in tighter ranges. The two-year Treasury yield started the month at 4.06% and ended the month at 4.04%, while the 10-year Treasury started the month at 3.48% and ended the month at 3.44%. The 2 and 4 basis point differences is in stark contrast to the 20-plus basis point yield changes seen in both Treasuries in each of the first 3 months of this year. The market calm also extended to equities. The VIX index, a measure of equity volatility, reached its lowest level since 2021. Financial markets welcomed declining volatility, but their enthusiasm was partly offset by concerning economic reports. While headline inflation is declining, core inflation remains persistent, with the most recent core CPI report registering a 5.6% year-over-year increase. The robust jobs market is beginning to show signs of weakness, with initial jobless claims trending upward. The most recent 4-week moving average of initial jobless claims now stands at 236,000. Additionally, the Conference Board's leading economic indicator index has been in decline for 12 consecutive months. This backdrop created mixed results for equities in April. Small cap and emerging equities declined, while large cap, both domestic and foreign, generated positive returns. Large growth has performed exceptionally well this year, and valuations are elevated, with the price-to-earnings ratio of the Russell 1000 Growth Index now standing at 27.4. the highest level since August of last year. The performance within large cap has been driven by a handful of stocks. Through the end of April, 75% of the year-to-date return of the S&P 500 index has been generated by 7 stocks. Likewise, and even more pronounced, the Russell 1000 Growth Index, 75% of its year-to-date return has been driven by only 6 stocks. The equity markets continue to be resilient and looking through economic data towards year-end when they believe rate cuts will be in process. In contrast, fixed income markets are pricing in a Fed that keeps rates higher. CNN is in the latter camp. With U.S. large growth, year-to-date performance, and price-to-earnings expansion, we use the opportunity to trim our position in favor of international large cap, which we believe offers a better risk-reward profile. We also trimmed our small and mid-cap exposure to move up in size and quality to help position the portfolio to a moderately defensive posture within equities. We expect the Fed to raise rates at the May meeting and believe they are at or very near the end of their hiking cycle. As we look out 12 to 18 months, we feel fixed income provides a good risk-reward scenario and added to our core fixed income position. We believe rates will be lower by this time next year, but the Fed will not lower rates in 2023. Because of this belief, our fixed income strategy employs an overweight to the short end of the curve too via our ultra-short bond position. This will be a possible source of funds for either an equity market pullback or a long-term bond sell-off. If longer bonds sell off and yields rise significantly, we'll consider adding to those positions to further lock in higher yields. We continue to believe that one cannot take a large bet on which direction markets will go. With a wide dispersion of results possible and so many conflicting economic data points, we remain at or near our neutral allocations for client portfolios. However, we rebalanced client accounts in late April and became defensive within those allocations. I'd like to remind our listeners, market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, I thank you for listening.
Subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.